The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. And joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Hi, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And usually we broadcast together, but today Janet is up in Boca. Janet, you want to tell everyone where you are?
Okay. I am actually in Delray Beach. I'm at Greenland Stores, 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach, and I will be here for the hour that we're broadcasting on Natural Doc Radio, and then I will be here until 2 o'clock to sit down with people if they want to go over blood work, if they want to discuss their supplements, whatever they want to talk about with regard to health concerns. Come on in and see me. I'm at Greenland Store. And that's in Delray Beach, and I will be here every Friday from 11 to 2. I'll be available to answer questions. 10 to 11, I'll be talking to you, Dr. Slavin.
All right. And before we get started with the information we want to talk about today, we want to remind everybody that there's a seminar tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. And we're going to show the people who attend the actual lab tests and the information they can get and why it's important to have this information that they're not getting on the routine lab tests that their doctors are doing for them. And we'll show them the difference and what they're missing. And the only reason the doctors don't do it is there isn't a drug to be prescribed when you're abnormal. That's the thing. And I know our listeners... really try to take good care of themselves. They, you know, eat better, they exercise, watch their weight, and the tests give you the feedback to make sure that you're covering every base and you're not missing out on something important that you would normally want to correct if you knew it was abnormal.
The presentation tomorrow morning, I think, will be truly eye-opening for so many of our listeners, Dr. Slavin. They do need to call and let us know they're coming. The number to call, 754-216-2332.
And that number is the number for Advanced Medical Testing Centers. They're the sponsor for this show and, of course, the sponsor for tomorrow's seminar. And if you'd like to come to the seminar, like Janet just said, give them a call. Or if you'd like to just schedule some lab work, use the same number. And they're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209. It's just a couple blocks east of University Drive on Commercial Boulevard and about a mile west of the Turnpike. Real easy to get to, and parking is really easy as well. You can park right in front. Now, Janet, we haven't had a chance to discuss today's topics. Do you have anyone in particular that you'd like to talk about?
No, I'm going to let you lead off. And if I have any comments when I can jump in, I will do it.
All right.
So, well, Dr. Slavin.
I thought we would start off talking about fatigue, because that's a real common problem that people experience. And I think
it's an important topic, yes.
And I think the causes of fatigue from mainstream medicine's point of view are kind of narrow because they're not really doing all the testing to look for the cause, and they very easily jump to the wrong diagnostic conclusion. Because there are a lot of reasons why someone, you know, might feel fatigued or tired or not, or just not having the energy they're used to having. And, you know, in preparation for talking about this topic, I wanted to see what they were saying about depression, because that's what I see. You know, when people complain about fatigue and the doctors do their routine tests and they don't find anything wrong, right away they jump to the conclusion that the person must be depressed. Janet, has that been your experience?
What's very, very interesting to me is when someone speaks to the doctors about depression, or rather fatigue, yes, the doctors go off in a specific direction very often, as you say, Dr. Slavin, depression, but very often, instead of speaking to the patient about their diet and lifestyle habits, unfortunately, all too often, they reach for a prescription pad.
Well, I mean, that's what they're trained to do. So what are some of the, okay, if you were to, you know, research this a little bit to see what how mainstream medicine diagnoses depression, and I'm not saying this is wrong, but I'm saying it's just incomplete. They look for complaints like feelings of hopelessness and helplessness, loss of interest with friends or activities or the things you like to enjoy. You feel tired all the time. Or sleep and appetite has changed. You can't concentrate, and tasks that you previously found easy are more difficult. You have a lot of negative thoughts, no matter how much you try. You're feeling irritable, short-tempered, or aggressive. You're consuming more alcohol than normal or engaging in other reckless behavior. So those are some of the symptoms on the list of depression. So as a healthcare consumer, if you had some of those thoughts and you were to Google it, you know, you might come to that conclusion too. I must be depressed. And then when I go to the doctor, he gives you an antidepressant. Now, you remember the movie, let's see what the name of it was, with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. And it was called Grumpy Old Men.
I remember Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah, I think Anne Margaret was in that too. But
yes,
nevertheless, the reason for that term, and I have to admit, I don't think I saw the movie. I just remember that title is Grumpy Old Men. It's this. Well, that's what happened to men when they, as they get older and their hormone production of testosterone diminishes. And it really affects every aspect of their life. They may find they have trouble sleeping. They don't have the energy they used to have. I mean, they don't like to do the things they used to do. I mean, and it's not depression in terms of needing an antidepressant. You know, it's depression in terms of experiencing a hormonal imbalance or deficiency. And that's why it's important for people to think in those terms, and that's why it's important to get those tests done to address those problems. I can't tell you how many patients come to our office on antidepressants having never had those tests checked. And it's really, it's kind of sad. And saying the word sad, you know, makes me think of seasonal affective disorder, another cause of depression, meaning not enough sunlight exposure to. But there are a lot of reasons for people to feel depressed that aren't a sign of deficiency of antidepressants. And so we mentioned in men, a testosterone deficiency could be one of those causes. And in women, it could be a hormonal imbalance or an estrogen deficiency, because the same things occur in women, maybe more so than in men, or at least more noticeable. I'll let Janet comment on that. What do you think, Janet?
Okay, I think so many times this whole area of discussion that we're talking about May very well come back to that underlying imbalance, and women between the estrogen and progesterone levels, that ratio being so important, and in men, the estrogen-testosterone ratio, that instead of having a significantly higher testosterone level, women have a much closer level of estrogen and close ratio. Estrogen dominance for women, dominance with regard to its ratio with progesterone, and in men, estrogen in dominance with regard to the ratio of estrogen and testosterone can complicate people's lives terribly. And I tend to go to the underlying issue, which in my view very frequently points to thyroid, because one of the functions of thyroid is to rid the body of excess estrogen. And so when you support the thyroid properly, the estrogen level tends to balance out. Then when you do the bioidentical hormone replacement for men and raise the testosterone appropriately and monitor the fact that that testosterone does not convert to estrogen, because sometimes in certain metabolic conditions in the body, the gentleman's testosterone levels are being converted to estrogen. So there's so many little details that can be monitored with the proper blood work. But as you said, Dr. Slavin, unfortunately, far too many people are not getting the proper testing. And far too often, the testing for thyroid leaves a lot to be desired. And here's this underlying need for thyroid support, and the mainstream medical tests are just saying, yeah, your thyroid's fine, not to worry here, take this antidepressant, that'll make you feel better. Dr. Slavin?
Well, you make a very good point about thyroid dysfunction. The tests that are used by physicians typically are inadequate to truly understand whether the thyroid is functioning properly, especially if they only order a TSH, or thyroid-stimulating hormone test. That's the hormone put out by the brain when it senses that the thyroid gland is not putting enough thyroid hormone into circulation, so it stimulates the gland to put out more. And there's a range for that hormone on the blood test, and if you're in range, the doctor assumes that everything is fine. Now, if your thyroid stimulating hormone is too high, then the doctor says, well, you're hypothyroid, because your brain is telling the gland to work harder and put out more. It's not putting out enough under normal circumstances. And if the TSH is too low, the doctor thinks you must be hyperthyroid, because you're putting out too much hormone, and the TSH level is very low. It's unnecessary because you're putting out so much. But there are other factors that can affect the TSH level. For example, stress can lower the TSH level. So let's say you were hypothyroid, meaning your body is not putting out enough thyroid hormone without increased stimulation from the thyroid gland, for TSH to stimulate the thyroid gland, but TSH is now normal because you're also under stress. I think that that could be a real issue. Now, Jana, are you still there?
I am still here, yes.
You know, because I'm looking at the clock, and I'm thinking I should be hearing music for a break. Isn't
okay,
that magical?
Good cue, Dr. Slavin.
All right. I knew it was time for that music, which means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
As At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. And with me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. But she's actually not with me. She's up in Delray Beach at
Greenland Store.
And she's there, about half a day today, right?
I will be at Greenlands today. I will be broadcasting with you, Dr. Slavin, till 11 o'clock. And then from 11 to 2, I'm right here at Greenlands, 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach. And there are all kinds of specials going on here in Greenlands. And let me give you a heads up for our listeners. Tomorrow, free mini facials with the highest quality skincare ingredients, and that's with Judith, and she's here from 11 to 4. So come on in, and with your cosmetic purchase, you get a free mini facial, and I can tell you she is fantastic. And then for the month of August, and we're out of August, but for today and tomorrow, there are specials going on. And just a reminder for active service members and for veterans, there's always an extra 10% off your already discounted prices here at Greenland. So if you come in, any of our service members come in, please let people know at the cashier that you are a veteran or an active service member. And then for this month, you buy two of the same items, and that first item you always get 10% off. When you're buying the same item, that second item, you'll get an extra 10% off. So you get 20% off the first one, and then 20% off the second one, plus an additional 10%. And then, this is a really big heads up, people. It doesn't begin until next week. It starts on Friday, September 4th. It's Mega Food. And people who know me know that I suggest Mega Food a lot of time. And Mega Food is buy one, get one. So you buy one Mega Food product and you get the second one free. Amazing. Fabulous. Incredible. Dr. Slavin?
All right. Thank you, Janet. And just a reminder again, if you'd like to attend tomorrow's seminar, and we're going to discuss all the different tests that you're not getting currently that are covered by insurance. It's the seminar starts at 10 o'clock at the advanced medical testing centers located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209. And the phone number to call just to reserve your seat is 754-216-2332. And Janet and I will be there, and we'll be going over all these tests, answering your questions. I even suggest if you'd like to bring your lab work in, if you should have any, we can go over them in particular and basically show you what's not there. Today's discussion, we started off talking about fatigue and how so often a patient's complaint of fatigue gets them a prescription for an antidepressant. And we were just trying to point out how many other things could be wrong that can be causing fatigue. Because there is no such thing as a antidepressant deficiency. There's always a good reason for fatigue, but if you don't look for it diligently, you're not going to find it. So we mentioned thyroid could be a problem, hormonal imbalances in both men and women could be a problem, allergies could be a problem, and the strange thing with allergies, you could become allergic to a food or other substances that you've always been exposed to, and all of a sudden an allergy can pop up. So you have to consider allergies. And then when you have to dig deeper. Let's say we've gone through all those things. We don't find a hormonal problem. We don't find a thyroid problem. We don't find allergies. Now you got to start thinking of side effects from medication. Even medications you've been taking for a long time can sometimes begin causing side effects. So you have to consider the medications you're on as a cause for fatigue. Commonly, and this is even on their list of adverse effects, for medication at lower blood pressure can cause fatigue. They're slowing the heart rate down in many cases or weakening the force of contraction of the heart. So fatigue can be from medication. Beyond that, you have to start thinking now of subclinical viral illnesses. We've talked about Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus. These types of viruses could be in play, or heavy metal toxicity, exposure to arsenic, lead, cadmium, and mercury. So there's a whole list of things that have to be ruled out. You don't just assume that, what would a doctor do? If you come to him complaining of being tired, and he rules out, well, you're not anemic, and he might do a TSH, and that's okay, so it's not a thyroid problem. I'm not sure how much deeper he would go into trying to look for the cause before he says, take an antidepressant. So there are a lot of other things to test for. And really, depression is a diagnosis of exclusion. You really have done a thorough and exhaustive search for a good reason for it, and you can't find it. All right, you don't want the patient to suffer. All right, take an antidepressant, although I'm never a fan of those medications because I just think you're always really missing out on the real cause. And Janet, do you have any thoughts about antidepressants?
Well, I certainly do, because when you started talking this morning, Dr. Slavin, you were talking about fatigue and how many people come into the office complaining about fatigue. And then when they're seeing a mainstream practitioner, very often the diagnosis, unfortunately, can be depression. And there's no question that there is a close relationship between those two sensations, having a low mood and having very, very low energy. But unfortunately, far too often, the doctor's discussion with the patient stops short of getting to the real underlying cause. One of the things that I'm standing here in Greenland Stores, and I'm looking at all of the different supplements, and I'm looking at DHEA. And I remember years and years and years ago, dating myself there, so long ago, talking about all of the support to how your body and brain functions when you are taking DHEA. Now, I always tell people you want to test your DHEA levels. And when you evaluate your DHEA levels, particularly if you're having the symptoms of fatigue and low mood, and then you see that your DHEA levels, they're in the normal range. And you say, okay, well, they're there, but maybe they're low normal. Maybe they are suboptimal. Maybe they're not doing for you those DHEA hormones, that hormone. Maybe it is not doing for you what your body needs. So one of the ways to begin this approach to improving your mood and improving your energy level and improving your overall health and well-being might be to consider using DHEA. Dr. Slavin, do you have an opinion on DHEA supplementation?
Well, our listeners should be aware that DHEA is a precursor hormone to testosterone and estrogen. And it can be helpful if you're deficient. But what's interesting, if you recall, when DHEA first became available, probably in the early 1990s, it was by prescription only. Do you remember that?
I do.
And then I'm not sure why they changed it to being available over the counter. Because like any hormone, you really should be aware of the effect that it's having on you. For example, like I mentioned, it can increase testosterone levels. It may have an effect on estrogen and progesterone levels, even pregnenolone levels. And without testing, you're really operating in the blind for a couple of reasons. Assuming, let's say, it's working, what effect is it having on the hormones? But on the other hand, what if you're taking it and it's not working? It's not making any change in hormones. You need to know that, too. Because testing is a way of also evaluating the products you're using. So it's not just to see the effect on your body, but to make sure that the product you're taking is working the way it's supposed to. Now, for women, and this is just a caution, I'm sure some women have found this out, that like with testosterone, DHEA might cause some acne or facial hair if you take too big a dose. That's why I usually recommend smaller doses, maybe more frequently throughout the day than one large dose.
Yes, I am absolutely right there with you, Dr. Slavin, that testing is the most important thing when you get into supplementing with different hormones. And it's kind of the same way to a certain extent with thyroid. However, I find that the thyroid tests that are typically available might not necessarily give you all of the information that you need to know to make informed dosing decisions. And once again, that's where AMT centers come in. You have the possibility there of getting exactly the right test to evaluate your hormone function and then make the correct decisions. The thing that I see over and over is how do people feel? And so one of the things that I talk about when someone is conversing with me about using a supplement to enhance their energy and overcome a low mood is coenzyme Q10. And how that is going to work with regard to how their mood is would be the CoQ10 is raising your blood and tissue oxygen level. And when you get your blood levels of oxygen a little bit better supported, just because you're having your heart work more efficiently, then that higher oxygenation, your brain works better, your mood lifts a bit, and your physical energy improves as well. Dr. Slavin, I hear music.
Right, and you know, there's another reason for fatigue, which we haven't mentioned, and that's adrenal dysfunction. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how you can do a self-test to see if your thyroid or adrenals might be underactive. But right now, it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. Our sponsor is Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and with me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Janet, that was a very nice commercial, but I just want our listeners to know that our office is open Monday through Thursday, so if they were to call today, they shouldn't be surprised if they don't get a live person.
I usually am very careful when I am talking to people about the services you offer at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, about telling them Monday through Thursday and to call between 9 and 12 and then between 2 and 5. And I often get a little bit of a chuckle because I always tell them that I manage to call when the office is closed.
Well, and then I was thinking, we try hard to answer the phones in a timely fashion, but I get a lot of complaints too that they have, people have trouble getting through to the office, and it must be because just a lot of people are calling all at the same time, because we do have a lot of people answering the phones. The topic of today's program has been fatigue, and when you get into that topic, you realize there are so many possibilities as to why someone might feel fatigued. It's almost as if that's one of the early signs of dysfunction in your body. You know, if something's wrong with your body, you feel fatigued, but it doesn't tell you what's wrong, doesn't tell you where the problem is. So often the doctors really stop short in looking for the cause, and they just say, here's a prescription for an antidepressant. Because there's just so much you can do in a 5-minute office visit. And yes, Jen.
One of the things that I was thinking about, Dr. Slavin, and tell me what you think of this, it just came to me. What about people with unstable blood sugar? How much of a contributing factor is that to fatigue?
I think that might play a role as well. In other words, you're not balancing your, we'll call them macronutrients, properly. meaning you're probably having too many carbs, and that's causing fluctuations in your blood sugar. And that could lead to fatigue also. In fact, a common complaint with people, isn't it, like that late morning fatigue? So, you know, after people get to work and it's not yet lunchtime and they feel tired and they have to go to the coffee machine or they feel they have to eat something, and they perpetuate that vicious cycle of, when the blood, after the blood sugar is low, they raise it up, and then it goes low again, and it happens all day long. So that, you're right, Janet. That's another reason to consider. Now, I mentioned before the break what people can do just on their own without any fancy testing to see if they might have an issue with their thyroid or their adrenal glands, and that's to check their basal body temperature. And what that means is it's your temperature at complete rest. So that therefore the best time to check it would be first thing in the morning before you get out of bed. And it's acknowledged that your temperatures are normally lower at that time. So what we say to people though is, you know, if you've heard that, you know, the what's felt to be a normal body temperature is 98.6. Well, in the morning time, before you get out of bed, we'll even accept as normal 97.6, you know, a full degree lower. But if you start dipping below 97.6 in the morning before you get out of bed, or, and I've seen this frequently too in the office, because, you know, when people come in, we check their blood pressure and their temperature and their heart rate. If their temperatures are running much below 98.6. It's not uncommon to see 98s. It's not uncommon to see people whose temperature is only 97 point something. Those are indications of a thyroid or adrenal problem. And that's where you have to, you know, take time and question the patient as to how they feel and what might be going on. Jana, would you say someone that might tell you they like to drink 5 cups of coffee a day might have a thyroid or adrenal problem?
Well, there'd be a lot of issues, and I would agree that there may be a connection to their thyroid function or their adrenal function. There's just such conflicting information out there, because here people hear about, all right, there are antioxidants in coffee. And it depends on where you're getting your coffee, but antioxidant content in high-quality coffee, and I tell people you want to have fresh ground, freshly ground coffee. You want to have organic coffee. That's important. And then there's some information out there that the people who drink between 4 and 5 cups of coffee a day minimize the development of diabetes. So a lot of confusion for the healthcare consumer, Dr. Slavin. And so I think if you find that you don't function very well, that you brain fog, brain fatigue, that your legs feel heavy, that your feet feel like you're dragging bricks around, and that the only way to overcome that unpleasant sensation is to drink coffee, then yes, someone should very much evaluate their thyroid and adrenal function. But I think there are certain people who just kind of have an affinity for coffee that might not necessarily have dysfunction, energetic dysfunction, without the coffee, but they just function a little bit better with the coffee. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, like you mentioned, there are some health benefits to coffee. I think you reduce them if you add too much sugar or other artificial ingredients. And I think I would have to say I wouldn't recommend decaffeinated coffee, only because of the way the coffee is processed to achieve decaffeination. What do you think about that?
There are a lot of chemicals added in the decaffeination process, and yes, people should be careful about that. Available in most health food stores, what people are going to find would be low acid types of coffee. So a low acid coffee for someone who has typically, let's say, more of an acidic body chemistry, kind of important to be very, very aware of that. As I said, organic coffee, many times I think that acidity that people associate with their coffee could very well be the contaminants associated with the pesticides, the fertilizers, the way that coffee is grown. And people need to know about how different strains, different types of coffee might have a different effect on their systems with regard to acidity and so on. One of the things that I'm thinking about also, you mentioned, to be really careful about the cost of the sugar, to be really careful about if you're doing any kind of creamer. I always recommend to people use organic half and half. Very, very important. But the other thing is, what kind of filters are you using? What kind of brewing approach are you using? And one of the things that we talked, I think, a little bit about using French press. It's going to give you the smoothest coffee, the very most supportive way of accessing the antioxidants. So, so many of the details to consider, but very much think about organic. It's important. Dr. Slavin?
Thank you, Janet. We mentioned earlier one of the really common causes of fatigue might be a thyroid problem. And then the doctors either miss it because they're just doing a TSH level and not looking at the actual thyroid hormone levels. And it's not enough to do a total T3 or a total T4. Because you're combining the active and inactive components there. You want to do a free T3 and a free T4. Those are the active thyroid hormone components. But the thyroid can be, let's say, put at a disadvantage by being exposed to some elements in our environment that we're exposed to very commonly. Remember, the important nutrient or mineral for the thyroid gland is iodine. It's a halogen. It's about fourth on the list of halogens, and the other three that come in front of it will displace iodine, and those include chloride, fluoride, and bromide. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back, but right now we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth? Trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And that music means it's we're back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And you can go visit Janet up in Delray Beach. She's at Greenlands until 2 o'clock today. And that means it's Friday, right? I don't know. I don't know, Janet. Are you anywhere else today besides Greenlands?
I am. I am here at Greenlands in Delray Beach until 2 o'clock. The address is 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach. It's just about 2 miles north of Atlantic. And then I drive from Delray Beach to Carl Springs, and I am at Tooney's Natural Grocery and Vitamin Store from 3 until 7. So there's lots of places that people can come to visit me, and they can bring their blood work. They can just discuss with me any of the health challenges that they have, and we can talk about many of the things that we talk about right here on Natural Doc Radio. And of course, tomorrow people can come and see me from 10 to 11 at AMT Centers, because I'll be with you, Dr. Slavin, talking about all of the different tests that people may not be aware of that are very much a big part of allowing their bodies to function normally and improve their overall state of health. And we'll be talking about all those tests tomorrow morning at AMT Centers at our special seminar. Dr. Slavin?
And, of course, it's a free seminar, and we look forward to seeing a lot of you there. We were talking before the break about what tests to do. I mentioned the free T3 and the free T4. Let's say the doctor determines you're low in something, and he says, okay, take Synthroid. Well, Synthroid is T4. Now, sometimes that works for patients, but sometimes it doesn't, because the body has to be able to convert the T4 to T3. T3 is the active thyroid hormone, and if you're deficient in selenium, your body's going to have trouble making that conversion. That's why so many people, when we put them on the natural thyroid products, they feel so much better. The right test to do, by the way, to check for selenium is a red blood cell selenium. I'm sure your doctors aren't checking that either. Another, and I was mentioning the halogens, how you have the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine competing with iodine for absorption into the body. And clearly the first three will displace iodine if you're exposed to it. And who isn't exposed to chlorine and fluoride and bromine? We all are. It's almost impossible to avoid. So right off the bat, you can understand why so many people might have a thyroid problem. It's got the wrong element in there, the wrong mineral. Instead of iodine, it may have one of those others that can mimic iodine. So besides taking selenium, making sure you're not deficient, you want to make sure you have iodine in your diet. Janet, do you see many people that you might think are deficient in iodine?
All the time, because they may not necessarily know that they have to be careful with regard to chlorine and fluoride, and that are very, very few sources, unfortunately, and their daily routines that are going to be supportive of iodine status. Dr. Slavin, what do you think of kelp? Because I'm very opinionated about people using kelp to support their iodine status.
And you're opinionated because you don't think it's adequate?
I don't think it works.
Well, I mean, there are so many things that we read that promise that they're going to solve this problem or that problem from a physician's point of view. It could be a medical journal where they're promoting drugs. That's what the medical journals do, convince doctors to prescribe drugs to their patients. And yet the drugs don't always work because, again, if you have a thyroid issue and the doctor gives you Synthroid, an artificial thyroid hormone replacement, and you're deficient in selenium, it's not going to work. So you really have to evaluate everything in the context of the patient. And so where does the patient get iodine? They've been discouraged from using salt, and that was once a source of iodine. You know, I used to iodize the salt. But I guess it's from, you know, sea vegetables and probably from fish and other seafood. But I think iodine deficiencies are probably very prevalent, one, because there aren't adequate amounts in the diet. But probably the more common reason is because it's being displaced by the other halogens, the chlorine, fluorine, and bromine. So something to really be aware of.
I think that's such an important heads up, particularly with our discussion this morning, Dr. Slavin, because that people coming in with low mood, people coming in who are fatigued, they in general tend to feel so much better when their bodies are supported with properly balanced thyroid formulas, particularly very, very high quality iodine. And what people need is not necessarily just a little bit of iodine that's present in kelp, because keep in mind, kelp has all of the other trace minerals as well. Kelp is a wonderful addition if you're putting seaweed and things in your diet, but if you want true, beneficial, high-quality thyroid support, I'm very, very much of the opinion that you need to use potassium iodide. And there are formulas like that available at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, Dr. Slavin, as well as here at Greenlands, where I'm speaking from, as well as Toonies, where lots of people know that I do the nutrition counseling there. But that high-quality potassium iodide is very, very important if you're serious about supporting your thyroid.
Now, our listeners may have heard me use this phrase, just because you feel good doesn't mean you're not sick. Now, I think it was in one of Dr. McCullough's publications on his website. He says it in a different way. He says, statistically speaking, you're far more likely to be some level of sick than you are being healthy. He goes on to say, for starters, nearly 70% of Americans take at least one prescription drug for a chronic or other medical condition, along with antibiotics, antidepressants, and opioids, topping the list. That's what's happening to us. We're not addressing the problems, we're just covering them up with prescription drugs. And here's a real eye-opener. Obesity will soon overtake smoking as a principal cause of cancer. Now, when did you ever hear that association being made, that obesity can be a cause of cancer? But that's true. There's a worldwide epidemic of diabetes. In the U.S. alone, more than 86 million adults age 20 and over have pre-diabetes. Now, how do you diagnose pre-diabetes? What does that mean, actually, pre-diabetes? Because the definition of diabetes is an elevated fasting blood sugar. Okay, so you can have a normal fasting blood sugar and be in that category of pre-diabetes. So what they're really referring to here is insulin resistance. So there's another test that's important to check for, your fasting insulin and your postprandial insulin levels, to make sure that you're not developing insulin resistance. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why more tests need to be done if you're willing to take control of your own health, because basically what the doctors are doing are prescribing prescription drugs, and that's not going to get you healthy. Now, we just have a minute left, Janet, and I want to remind everybody about tomorrow's seminar at Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and their number to call to let them know you're coming is 754-216-2332. And then we never really mentioned the fact that we have a couple of websites. One is drslavin.com, who's mentioned on a commercial. We have amtcenters.com for the testing center, and naturaldocradio.com. And that's an important one, naturaldocradio.com. We archive every program that we do. So if you want to tell a friend about it, or you might have missed it, you can go there and listen to it. And I know, Janet, you have a website.
I do. I have two. I have JanetCimarelli.com for people who know how to spell my last name, Cimarelli. And that's CIMORELLI. And I also have JanaZahn.com. So lots of different ways to reach me. And, of course, every Friday I'm here broadcasting from Greenlands, 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach. And I'm here until 2 o'clock to answer questions. And then I will be at Tooney's Super Slave Nutrition Center in Coral Springs from 3 to 7. Dr. Slavin?
All right. I'd like to thank all our listeners. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. Until next week, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.